This year, Lake Powell is going to get a big boost from melting snow. The nation's second largest reservoir on the Colorado River needs the water. Earlier this year, it was at a record low. So before the spring rise, KUNC's Alex Hager met up with a crew of adventurers to document the historic moment.
When it comes to Lake Powell lately, it's like the old saying goes, the only constant is change.
I call this the moon zone because it's kind of like going to the moon every time.
Jack Staus with the Glen Canyon Institute invited this group to come see Lake Powell at the lowest it's been since 1968. He's leading a hike through a narrow canyon with towering red rock walls.
There are ecosystems that thrive in these side canyons, even when they've been dewatered for just like 4 years. You start to see stuff come back on a really unprecedented scale.
In the 1960s, engineers flooded Glen Canyon to store water from the Colorado River. Now, less than a quarter full, it's a harrowing visual reminder that we built a system for watering the West, and that system is on the ropes. But at the same time, when the water draws back, people like Staus are celebrating what gets revealed. And you can see that change in real time.
Every time you come down here, it's sort of a different game of steering the boat through stuff. Kind of exciting, actually. Like a little puzzle.
Staus is piloting our boat around the blackened tips of cottonwood trees, just poking out from underwater. Len Nessifer, founder of the advocacy group Natives Outdoors and a member of the Navajo Nation, is another member of our expedition. He's looking at the messy, muddy delta, where the Escalante River meets the reservoir.
It's constantly changing. I think that's the, you know, in a few weeks you'll be able to motor around and go up to, you know, Willow Canyon and all that. But right now it's, in this like sort of crazy zone of transition.
As we start to turn the boat away from shallow ground, Nessifer says it's a great reminder. As much as humans try to control the natural world around them, even on a huge scale, nature bats last.
Bottom of the ninth and, you know, and end of a baseball game, nature's at bat and basically has the final say. What happens?
Later, a short hike along a muddy creek takes us through a few patches of quicksand before we ultimately arrive at Cathedral in the Desert. Teal Leto is on the trek, too. She goes by the name Western Water Girl on TikTok, where she makes short videos about the Colorado River.
Honestly, I'm kind of speechless, which is really funny for me because I always have something to say. But it is gorgeous. It's amazing to me to imagine that this was all underwater, and it will be underwater again soon.
We're staring up at Cathedral's cavernous, rounded walls. It's a breathtaking pocket of space in the rock where the sounds of a trickling waterfall echo through the canyon.
I kind of wish there was a choir here, because I think it would be really beautiful. Does anybody know how to sing?
This waterfall used to look a lot different. Again, Jack Staus.
People used to just boat right up, like, you know, 100 feet above the waterfall.
Staus and other environmentalists say Lake Powell should be drained, water should be stored elsewhere, and the full majesty of Glen Canyon should be allowed to return.
But I don't think we should just think that the drawdown of these reservoirs is over. I think we should use the moment to rethink completely how we store, use, and conserve water across the West, and I think Glen Canyon should be at the heart of that conversation.
Glen Canyon and those who fight for its future will have to wait a little longer. This spring will bring water back to the side canyons and more uncertainty about what will happen next. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Bullfrog, Utah.